In this week's episode, I have a suggestion for anyone who might be looking for meaning, significance, and purpose. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this in the, I'll call it the first week of the program year. We kicked off the program year last Sunday. And so I'm sort of sitting with the awareness that we are beginning a new year of programming here at church. And the sort of, I guess, simple message for this particular episode is my encouragement to you to get involved in some way at St. Philip the Deacon. And so I'm going to give you a few ways you can do that, and then I'm going to try to respond to a bigger question of, well, why would you want to get involved at a place like St. Philip the Deacon? I think I lifted this up in the last episode, but there we have a lovely little brochure, one-page brochure handout with opportunities for getting connected. You can find this online at spdlc.org/fall2025. We'll link to that in the description. You can also pick it up at church. Among the opportunities here at St. Philip the Deacon this fall are a group called Pathfinders for people in their 20s and 30s. We're doing a brand new class on 7 principles for making marriage work. We're doing the Alpha class again. We have a class on mourning, the 6 needs of mourning, taught by Pastor Valerie Strand Patterson. During October, we'll have a month-long class, 4 weeks of a class, featuring or focused on a book called Becoming by Beholding, The Power of Imagination and Spiritual Formation by Lanta Davis. We have our Herald Music series and Faith and Life series. We have a Blessing of the Animals, Habitat for Humanity, Fall Festival, and Trunk or Treat. We have a tour to Southern Minnesota churches, and then a day away for moms with young children. Again, those are just some of the ways you might get involved. I will also mention, And I talked about this in my sermon on Sunday, which maybe we'll link to. For the next 3 weekends in church, in worship, we're going to be talking about what shapes and forms us, what sustains us in our faith life here at church. So we're going to talk about the sacraments. This coming weekend, we'll be focusing on communion. The next week, we will talk about baptism. And then the third part of that little mini-series, we're going to be talking about the Word of God, the Bible. And so again, I mentioned those as sort of placeholders for you to keep in mind over the next few weeks if you'd like to join us for those. There are other things going on, but that's enough to at least get us started. And again, maybe suggest that there's, I hope, something for everyone. And you may say, you know, well, Tim, okay, why should I get involved in a place like St. Philip the Deacon? Which I suppose is a fair question. One response to this, to that question, and again, I talked a little bit about this in my sermon on Sunday, is that at a place like St. Philip the Deacon, and through our Christian faith, we discover, let's call it, where we come from. We discover who we are. We discover where we're going. Another way to say it is we discover meaning and significance and purpose in our life by finding out who God made us to be and learning about how God is calling us into lives of active love and service in a world desperately in need of those. If you say to me, well, Tim, you know, this seems like maybe a particularly critical response to my invitation, but if you say, well, Tim, you're just saying that because you're self-interested, you want more people to come to your church. I think I know myself well enough to know that that's actually not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because I genuinely believe we grow and learn and discover more about who we are when we come to church. But if that concerns you, then I would just say, okay, then find another church. There are a lot of churches around, and it turns out all of them in different ways work to bring God's love to life and to invite people into relationship with God and other people. And if St. Philip the Deacon is not the right place for you, I would genuinely encourage you to find a church where you can discover, again, who you are, what you were made for, where you're going. I don't really have a lot more to say about any of that today than that. It's a simple invitation at the start of the program year Two, deepen your relationship with a local church, maybe St. Philip Deacon, maybe a different church. And in doing so, learning more about who you are and what God has in mind for you. So again, check us out here. If you're interested, check out another local church. If you're closer to somewhere else or are drawn to a different place, and find out more about what God has in mind for you in your life. That's all I wanted to say tonight. Happy start of the program year, and we'll talk about more next week. If you have comments, of course, as always, please leave them below. And until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.